This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Arvindi Braj
and Jeff Sandhu.
We're with you for about another 13 minutes. We have been speaking about, have you been tricked into paying more for your getaway? Because some people down in Singapore have, because of dodgy marketing and non-transparent pricing practices. We've asked you guys for some feedback. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, Twitter or Instagram if you'd like to. At BFM Radio, we then spoke about Nothing Lasts Forever 21. They've declared for bankruptcy. They expanded far too quickly as most people for retail on the ground and brick and mortar, as most people were going online. Final story of the day, though, can tech solve forest fires?
Yeah, so the haze is looking slightly better.
It is.
These days, right? I can finally see my neighbour now, you know, because he's...
I'm here, like, hello.
So, because we're going through, I guess, from one bad season to another. And yeah, so according to the API index, it's 130. So it's still not like completely gone. And the reason why it's slightly clearing up is because we're going through another kind of like a, you know, it's a bad season as well because it's the monsoon season. Mm-hmm. So you would find, you know, it's been raining almost on a daily basis, and you know the Met Department has said that this rain will get you know, probably even worse, and you know, just prepare for the annual thing of floods and all those kind of, you know, bad incidences that would
late
happen,
deliveries, right? On your food services.
Yeah, that's like the first world problem, yeah, right? Yeah. But the more common problem is like you would have floods, right? And you know, houses. And cars and properties would be damaged. But you know, going back to the forest fire, it is something that not just us suffer on an annual basis, right? Everyone around the world, especially in the US, in the UK, in parts of Europe, in parts of Africa, and of course Southeast Asia, we go through forest fires on an annual basis. So there's this gel that has now been developed by Stanford researchers that could be sprayed on forest and vegetation to make them fire resistant, helping to stop wildfires from spreading. So it's made from cellulose polymers, which is an extracted extraction from plants itself, and then it's mixed with particles of silica, which are chemically identical to sand, and it's mixed with a flame retardant fluid. So how it's used is basically firefighting sprays. They are that's being used currently on wildfires. It's only used for in emergency. So when there's a fire, yeah, they put this you know, firefighting sprays, and then you know they fly above the wildfires and they drop them off, right? So this time around, this new approach is kind of like a proactive measure. So it's doing before the fires can actually break out. And the researchers say that this gel is non-toxic and it's also biodegradable. It's also rain resistant because they tested this gel on plants in the laboratory and then on patches of grass in a road at California, supervised by local firefighters. They found that it can actually withstand wind and up to half an inch of rain. So it only kind of needs to be applied once per fire season. And if it rains more than that, then the risk of wildfires plummets anyway. So it's I guess the usage of this they're looking is like maybe probably only twice a year that you probably need to do this. And I guess, you know, it's looking at more of like how we can find solutions. Of course, we still got to, you know, charge the people who have done, you know, wrongdoings for the forest fires that, you know, happened recently. But what are the ways that tech could possibly solve, you know, because these kind of gels probably make sense, right? Because, you know, what if you can stop them from actually, you know, burning their plantations, or you know, wildfires catching because of this just too much heat on the ground itself, which is the reason why America actually goes through a lot of these kind of fires, is because these wildfires, they catch us on. As soon as you see a small kind of fire going on, the wind and just the humidity that is in America, immediately, you know, it's a big forest fire, right? Yeah. It's the same kind of thing that also probably the reason why Amazon forests was also being, you know, had this kind of issue. How they stumbled across this was actually pretty interesting. So Eric Appel, who is the Stanford material scientist, he actually didn't set out to save people from wildfire, but more of like from diseases. And he actually works on developing gels that can ferry drugs into a human body. So if you want to bestow show a patient with, say, antibodies to fight off HIV infection, you would inject them with a gel loaded with the stuff where it might persist in the patient for perhaps a year. And if it's widely used across an at-risk population, theoretically, you can face a better chance of killing the epidemic itself. So it wasn't until Appel's brother-in-law, who was actually a former fire prevention forester at the state of Hawaii, who said to him, like, hey, what about using one of those gels that you have for fire retardants and applying them to the body, which is Mother Nature? And then he's like, hang on, man, that's actually pretty cool. So he went on and they found out that there is actually a way to do this, and it's an environmentally safe gel. And, you know, now he's actually founded, so Eric Appel, the Stanford material scientist, has actually founded a startup to commercialize this because he hopes that the gel could somewhat be a vaccine against wildfires. And I thought, like, you know, I hope to see more kind of tech is looking at ways to solve this issue, because, you know, what we had recently over the past month or so was, you know, horrible. And can you imagine for the people who lived in regions that were more closer to these kind of, you know, forest fires, right? The people in Kuching, the people in, even in, I think in Indonesia, in parts of Indonesia, where I think you saw a viral video on Facebook where the entire town was just red.
Right.
And, like, you know, imagine living in those kind of areas. What if, like, a simple gel, things like this could actually solve, you know, forest fires?
So I have been watching a series on Netflix that I told you about, Inside Bill's Brain, all about Bill Gates. Right. And as I was growing up, Bill Gates was the bad man. You know, everybody disliked Bill Gates because of what he stood for and his monopolization of software and whatever. But this documentary series, it's in three parts, is well worth a watch, you know, because of the amount of money that he's made. And obviously he's had that decision of how he wants to literally change the world. And he uses tech in three very specific applications. He's like, one, people are dying around the world because of diarrhea. Nobody in 2019 should be able to should be dying of diarrhea. For most people, we can go to a drugstore, pick up a drug, pop that drug, and it's because of toilets and how you know, they're not clean in
sanitation.
His second one is about eradicating polio, which he very nearly did, and his third one was about providing safe, clean energy, and that's about providing a different kind of nuclear power. Well worth a watch, and ways in which tech can be used to solve problems that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
It's also like the adoption of the tech itself. So, you know, the startups can do all these, like, cool solutions and come up with all the solutions to the biggest problems. But then I think the biggest issue is governments don't adopt it as quickly, one. And then you also need someone powerful like a Bill Gates or someone who owns these corporations.
As rich as well.
Like, sort of, you know, absorb it into their own companies and then spread it to the rest of the world. Until that happens, then they can do these in, like, small components and stop small forest fires, but the big ones that we had recently,
awful.
Yeah, it's going to take a long time before they pop up. But I love that, you know, people, just regular people, come up with these solutions, and small tech companies and smaller startups to solve major problems
it's
that we have.
It's a brilliant idea.
It is, it is.
Right, we've got to wrap up, ladies and gents. Of course, we started off with that question about whether or not you'd been tricked into paying more for your getaway, like some poor people down in Singapore. Then we moved on to...
We spoke about how Nothing Lasts Forever 21 and how they have filed for bankruptcy.
And then we talked about how tech could possibly help with forest fires.
Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Are corporate directors paid too much? Are boards diverse enough? What role do directors play in this day and age? Join the Breakfast Grill for a discussion on this and more when they speak with the President and CEO of the Institute of Corporate Directors of Malaysia, Michelle Kaid Lim, President and CEO of Institute of Corporate Directors Malaysia. All coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Jeff Sandu, Arvind Yuvaraj, and of course our producer Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, at noon on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.